Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody. It's Crew for Cap on Baseball. Today, we're going to talk about some of the things that happen within the game. We're going to talk about signs. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Well, Cap, here we are, game three of this, and the last game between the A's and the Giants. Game three of this series over here in Oakland. And, you know, I want to talk about some of the signs that are within the game. You know, we always talk about signs that catchers give pitchers for pitches. But, you know, there are a lot of other signs that go on. There are signs that go on between the shortstop and the second baseman. There are signs that go on between a hitter and a base runner. And there are signs that are going on between a base runner and a hitter taken as at-bats when you're a runner at second base. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Being a former second baseman, I want to ask, first of all, when I see a second baseman before every pitch lift his glove up and look at the shortstop, and he covers his face so the hitter can't see, what is he doing?
Whoever the veteran guy is at short and at second, the veteran guy is the one that usually will give the signals as to who's going to cover second on a steal. So, you know, so I'm playing second, you got a rook at short, and you got a guy at first, and the pitch is a fastball. I'm going to cover my mouth with my glove so that the hitter can't see it, but the shortstop can see it. And if it's a fastball, then I'm going to let the shortstop know that I'm going to cover. It's a left-handed hitter. Because if it's a fastball, it's likely he's going to hit the ball the other way. So I'm going to have close my mouth, tighten my two lips together like you're saying, me, right? And if you open your mouth, then you're letting him know that you're going to cover you. And so that's how you communicate. And you know, sometimes it works out. Sometimes you get them backwards and it doesn't work. I had I'll give you an example of a game where I let Mike Hargrove know every breaking ball that was being thrown in Len Barker's perfect game. And as we got closer to the fifth inning, I just yelled out a word, any word. If it was a cuss word, it was a curveball. If it was any other word, it was not. I mean, you had to at least say something, otherwise they'd know that you're letting them know it was a breaking ball. And there were a couple occasions where I let him know it was a breaking ball. He leaned a little bit towards the line, and he got ground balls that were closer to the line. Did it save the perfect game? Probably not. Jack Clark was the only right fielder I ever played with where if there was a guy like you that had a good curveball, he wanted to know when there was a breaking ball. And all I did is I just raised my right leg a little bit and scuffed the dirt, and then it was a breaking ball. If you start to sense that the other team is picking up on it, you know, then you got to start changing things around, because then the whole thing can backfire on you. But I don't know how much it's done now. I know the open and closed mouth is done all the time.
Every day.
But I don't know about other stuff. I would have to ask Ron Waters if they
What do. About base runners who want to give location or a pitch to a hitter?
You know what? That's a really tricky thing. If you're a runner at second and you're trying to let the hitter know location, you have to be really careful. And if you're not good at it, then you're going to get that guy hurt, because they're going to start mixing it up where you're letting that hitter know that it's a curveball and he's looking for curveball and he gets a fastball in, you can get him hurt. I didn't like to give signs because I didn't really want to get that guy hurt. Frank Robinson was the best at it.
He was really good. He could pick him up.
And he insisted that if he was hitting, he wanted somebody to help him when he was at second base. I was just always happy that usually it wasn't me at second.
It goes on every day.
Yep.
It's Kruger Cap on Baseball, the game within the game. Enjoy this great game.